morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, Bruce Woody. He is the Executive Director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. That means water, sewer, garbage, or what they call solid waste, and yard debris. Bruce, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. Last interview. You're retiring on Friday.
That's true. I've really enjoyed my time here. It's been a wonderful position to go out on a end of a 42-year career, although only the last six here with ECUA, but I've really enjoyed it. It's been great.
What would you, I think you've been great, as an executive director. You've always been available, and, I'm a customer, and I like the product. The service is good. Regardless, when I'm just calling as a person, when my wife calls, some people, oh, yeah, it's Andrew McKay. No, we get good service, and people are always helpful, and the crews are great. The water's clean, and I like that. Anyway, what's something that you're really proud of? What's something that you wish you could have got done that you didn't get done?
Many things I'm really proud of. We're really taking advantage of technology to try to serve our customers better. The My ECUA app has been a game changer for us. It puts a lot of easy access services right in the hand of the user. Most people use a mobile phone more than they do a computer nowadays. So being able to do that, everything from call in a service request such as bulk pickup, or call in a service concern, say if we missed a trash pickup or a recycling pickup on a given day, order service, pay a bill, inquire about a level of consumption on a service, all those types of things. What can I put in my recycling can?
Yeah,
those types of things can all be done through the app now.
What percentage of the work orders? What percentage of the things that people would otherwise email or call about have you got over onto the app now? That they, because they can use the app for all of it. What percentage have you transitioned to it?
Yeah, we receive more than 4,000 calls a month, and we're already up to having nearly 10% of those now going through the app instead of having to go through a customer service representative.
Oh, that's great.
The app is it's available 24/7, and you can fill out the information, and it generates a work order directly, bypasses a lot of paper systems, and goes directly to staff. So our response time is quicker through the app.
Wow, 10% is fantastic. I assume you guys wanted to get it even higher than that, but 10% for a start for a thing that's been out for, what, about 2 months now, something like that?
Just barely 2 months.
Okay,
yes.
And it's working well. I've heard some reports that people are having trouble, but it's working very well?
From our perspective, it's working well, yes. We're very happy with it. We're targeting 20%. I think there's a realistic possibility we'll eclipse that over time.
Okay, excellent. What did you guys do? What's something you haven't gotten done? That's the other half of the question. Something you wish you could have gotten done.
There's always challenges. When I came here, we were working hard on constructing our ECUA transfer station, and we're still working on the final permitting for that. We are very close. That will be a game changer for our community as well in terms of being able to turn around our trucks and get them back on the routes more quickly. It'll reduce the amount of traffic out in Beulah going up and down Beulah Road to the landfill. It'll reduce our costs in terms of hauling, reduce labor in terms of the time waiting at the landfill to discharge. We'll reduce the amount of cost associated with damage at the landfill, punctured tires and things like that, driving on the landfill surface. So overall, it lower costs, it's operationally more efficient, and reduces risk management costs and the better end product for our ratepayers. We're looking forward to get that project implemented.
Yeah, and I know Vicky has been super passionate about that for a long time, and the concept of it makes perfect sense. Why tie up your drivers in the between there and the landfill traffic, which makes traffic worse and is an impediment for your drivers? Let's do it halfway and then, deal with the from here to there when it's a more appropriate time of day. What did you guys do yesterday? What did your board do yesterday, your final board meeting?
Mm-hmm. We had 9 items on the agenda that were fairly routine, but probably spent more time talking about a presentation I made discussing a new bonding initiative. As there, most folks will remember who've lived here a long time, the Central Water Reclamation Facility, it was our new water reclamation facility built up north in Cantonment in order to replace the old wastewater treatment plant that was downtown. We had damage to it due to Ivan, so we put together FEMA money that we got from damage to that facility, plus over $250 million worth of bonding here locally to construct that facility and, you know, the support services that go with it. We're getting
an amazing facility, by the way. I had a chance to, a second time, take a tour of it recently with you. I haven't had a chance to cover it on the air, but yeah, an amazing facility. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It's top-notch technology, and
absolutely,
we're very proud of it. Very proud of it.
Here's the key. The one key thing you want to know is things you see that are brown are bacteria, not poop. That's the number.
There you go.
That's the number one thing to realize. Anyway, sorry, Bruce. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. but anyway, so some of the bonds are coming to the end of their term and are being paid off. So we're looking forward to discussed last night some of the opportunities we have going forward to redirect money we're spending on debt service toward new projects and new initiatives in order to do better things for the community going forward for the
very
next
good.
20 years.
Very good. I have a question for you just because I know you guys are not, I think you are not involved in taking the yard debris, which has been such a topic in the city of Pensacola. First question, has ECUA seen an uptick in yard debris this year, the way the city has? The city say it's largely contractors kind of misbehaving, leaving their piles out instead of taking them themselves. But has ECUA seen a big uptick this spring?
Every spring, of course, is when people clean out their yards and whatnot. So there's a seasonal rise that always occurs. It is a little higher this year than the past, but not dramatically so.
Okay.
You know, we pick up across the entire county. Of course, as you go further and further north, there's less yard debris for us to pick up. Anybody that has an acre or two or more on their property disposes of the yard waste by burning it usually, so there's not too much to pick up as we go north.
I
but
gotcha.
Yes, it does increase.
The other thing I was wondering about this is when the city collects its yard debris, it doesn't bring it to your like your composting recycling facility that's just for that stuff. It takes it to the dump. Am I right about that? Or the landfill, sorry. word preference.
Yeah, that's true. They take it to the landfill.
Have you guys ever talked with them? I mean, do you have the capacity to take their yard debris at the recycling element? Which I believe, from our perspective as ECUA customers, I'm not in the city, that's like a cost avoidance, so you don't have to pay the tipping fees. But it doesn't generate revenue. It does cost us some revenue to operate it, but it's cheaper to do that than it is to send it to the landfill, right? So I assume the city would have to pay for the privilege. But have you, if I have any of that wrong, please correct me, but have you ever entered into conversation with the city about taking that yard debris?
We have on a couple different occasions. It hasn't really borne fruit just yet. More recently, and probably more direct concern, we have had a conversation recently about helping them out to catch up this particular season, and we have offered them a proposal that they are giving some serious consideration to.
Okay, that was actually going to be my next question, as I was wondering if they had reached out to you, and it sounds like the answer is yes, but so far nothing has been finalized. So, okay, all right, well, you know, that's exactly what I was curious about. Anything else from the meeting yesterday or anything else that ECUA is doing you want to let people know about?
Again, due to my impending retirement here, we are today and tomorrow interviewing candidates for my position. There'll be some one-on-one interviews today and some facility tours for the candidates. And then tomorrow, if anybody's interested, you can watch live as our board collectively interviews the individual candidates and is likely to make some kind of decision by the end of the day.
it's a little late. You're leaving on Friday. It sounds like there's not going to be a transition except for whoever you have as interim, which I assume there will be an interim, but unless it's an internal candidate, I guess. So.
Yeah, they did approve a contract with Mr. Don Palmer. He's a 26-year employee with ECUA. He'll do a wonderful job in the interim.
And then last thing is, what are you going to do after Friday? Just going to sleep in and relax, and the wife's going to leave you alone for a while? What are you planning?
lots of projects at home. Unfortunately, I'm not staying in the area. I'm moving back to Missouri just because that's where all my family and grandkids are located. We have some property back in Missouri, and I'm a woodworker. I'm really looking forward to spending some time in my wood shop.
Oh, what kind of stuff? My wife's parents used to own a wood they made furniture. What kind of woodworking do you do?
Exactly that. Furniture.
Oh, okay. Chairs and tables and end tables and things like that. Okay, interesting.
Right. Yeah,
where in Missouri? I ask because certain parts of Missouri I'm more fond of than others, but, you know.
Sure. West side of the state, just north of Kansas City.
Wrong half. As a Cardinals fan, as a St. Louis kid, I root for my side. I'm even wearing a Cardinals shirt today. So, but that's okay. You know, it's still Missouri. It's still good.
I lived there about 3 or 4 years when I was a kid.
Okay. Well, anyway, Bruce, you have been a great executive director. The service has run very well in your tenure. I appreciate all the work. I appreciate you coming here for 6 years. We're sorry to see you go, but I understand the need to be near family. And if you had to go anywhere in the world to do woodworking, probably Missouri is the place to go. Bruce Woody, executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Again, thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we'll keep in contact. We'll talk to you again sometime, and best of luck.
I hope so, and I appreciate your help, Andrew, too. And we have a message to get out to our customers. You've been wonderful support for the media. Thank you for the job you do for the community.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.